This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Generosity. Would you consider yourself to be a generous person, William?
I would, yes. Okay.
I'll believe
it. Yes, definitely.
Well, you should stop doing that.
Oh.
It's bad, actually. It says here generous people get ripped off by friends and family all the time. Nearly half of Americans who have helped out their loved ones financially have had their fingers burned. A poll by Personal Finance Website, who cares, said that 46% of people who were generous enough to share their money ended up licking their wounds.
Whoa. Damn.
Whether they lent dollars with the expectation of being paid back, allowed a friend or family member to borrow their credit card, or co-signed a loan or rental, the outcome was negative.
Bummer.
I don't loan people money because I don't have any money. Am I a generous person? Yes and no. I think I am a generous person with my very close-knit group of people that I surround myself with. But literally everybody else can go suck a big fatty.
Well, sure. Yes. And that's what I mean when I say I'm, you know, generous.
You are
as
generous.
Well, because I take care of, like, I don't have a lot either.
No.
So obviously I got to keep my, I'm a firm believer in make sure your, what's that old saying? Your pitcher's full before you go giving it out to other people.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, people that I know, it's reciprocated with my crew. So, you know, I do something nice, they do something nice, I get a drink this time, they get a drink next time. Like, that's just the way it goes. That's just like, you know, your tribe, your the people that you're close
with. I got you. I feel like I am less generous now just because when I am generous or when I feel the need to be generous, I'm all often ridden with anxiety because I'm like, I can't be spending this money and I feel like I need to pay you back or whatnot. So I feel like now I'm more upfront with my close friends, like, hey, I can't go out unless you pay for everything because I'm just not going to feel comfortable. Like, I'm going to be uneasy because I don't want to not... I want to be like tit for tat, obviously. If you pay for something, I want to pay for the next thing. Or I don't want to be worried that I'm going to feel the pressure to pay for something. And then I can't really fully enjoy myself. So I feel like I'm pretty upfront now, which I'm like, you know, I tell people my situation. Listen, I'm grinding right now and I can't be going out spending like $70 on a night after like the Uber drinks, you know, Uber back, all that sort of stuff. So.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you got to be. I mean, you know, and people usually, if they're, you know, close with you and they're, you know, your people, then they kind of help you out.
Right, right. But you do have to vocalize it. Otherwise, sometimes people just don't know. I had a conversation with someone very recently, actually. Someone that has a lot of money. Lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with this person and I actually felt bad for them because... when we were talking and they were telling me about all the things that are going on in their life, I realized that they probably think they don't have any real friends because everybody just uses them for money. And this person allows other people to use him for money because he knows he has it. And I think that he values that about himself and other people obviously value that about him. And maybe he thinks that's why that they're friends. And that's just... kind of how it is. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
How the cookie crumbles. So at first I, you know, obviously when I see certain things going on in his life, I'm like, wow, that's so crazy. That's so awesome that he can just do whatever he wants. And he has that freedom to just do whatever. I would say he pretty much has FU money. But then when I think about it, I'm like, good God, you don't even know if you have any real friends because you think that everybody is your friend because of your money. And that kind of like tripped me up and I ended up feeling kind of bad for him, you know, because and he'd been screwed over so many times by people trying to extort money out of him by setting him up or framing him for stuff that he didn't do. And so that whole thing. And I just got me thinking like, man, I really know who's got my back, who my friends are, because they're clearly not with me because of my resources. So.
Yeah, it's got to be crazy. I always think about, like, you fantasize about what it would be like if you won the lottery or something, you know? And then you're like, oh, my God. Like, I would have to, like, cut it off at that point. Those
right.
are the people that I know are cool. Otherwise, you would think everybody's trying to just, like, extort
get money
you.
Out of you.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was weird that, like, you know, here I am struggling, grinding, and I'm talking to someone who's doing fantastic. Well, very, very well. Definitely in the 1%. And I'm feeling sorry for them because I'm like, this person feels so disconnected from everyone because he feels that he has nothing to offer but money. And people continually, and it's a pattern throughout his life since he's had money, that people are just using him for that and only that, and that he has no real friends. Like, no one really has his back. They just want to be his friend because he has the latest and greatest gadget, gizmo, whatever. So,
damn, that stinks, but also it's like, you know, it's a trade-off. You know, like, you have that really nice 1%er lifestyle,
right,
where you can kind of just do whatever you want, mm-hmm. but... You know, just like that, like, more money, more problems, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's nothing I've ever had to worry about. Like, is this person really my friend, or is it because of what I have? It's like, clearly not. They clearly want me around because they enjoy my company. But, yeah, for this person, I was just like, man, that is a sad, scary, lonely place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Feel Good Friday!
That's right.